We're recording. We're live.
Hey,
we're World IT guys. We're broadcasting.
We're World IT guys.
Broadcasting from Chicago, Illinois. Virginia Smart.
I don't think that was probably a bit too descriptive.
In the United States of America.
You guys want to keep going up?
Sam, do the Pledge of Allegiance before we start.
So, Gavin, what was there some more description to that? Oh, shake of the head.
Uh-oh.
Don't want to.
We're not ready?
So welcome to the Worldwide IT podcast, Worldwide IT Guys podcast. We're a team, kind of on the theme that Gavin was going down, in a mid-sized company that's a part of a large holding company in the communications industry in the United States of America, in the world of the universe of yada, yada, yada. That has decided, apparently, to outsource IT. Transition IT is probably a better way to describe it. And I will quote a very intelligent, if not pathetically young person. We are developers and managers in a corporation going through IT transition, and these are our stories. Among other things, we'll talk about stuff from corporate governance, to tech news, to beer, and, of course, Donald Trump.
Can we just say politics?
Sure, politics in general, but...
Yeah, we like talking about politics.
Donald Trump is far more interesting. So this is what it is. It's our podcast. It is still evolving from a format perspective, but we're going to share stories about what we're doing, what we're going through. Hopefully we find some humor in it and we aren't all crying in our beer at the end of the conversation. But it is the Worldwide IT Guys podcast, and you can find us ultimately at www.itguys.com. Visit us, say hello, share your stories, because I'm sure there are more of us out there, not just this group. So that's... A setup.
That's a good intro.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Great.
Thank you, Dion.
I mean,
thank you. You know, most of that, 98% of that was Gavin.
I know. I mean, I'm like, really? Okay.
So, Steve?
Yeah.
Sean?
Sean. My name is Sean. Yes.
Gavin. Developer.
Dion.
John.
And that's the team. And we'll have others here and there. But that's the team here. In the studio of sorts today.
Yes. Yeah.
So what are we here to talk about today?
What do we start with? Do we start with the Trump? Because of his... Let's start with
Or should we start with, like, maybe the core theme of the podcast?
Maybe. You know? Yeah.
The theme.
It's
mostly a Donald Trump podcast.
Oh, my God. Really? Let's just talk Trump for, like, Trump.
Well, it is, so if we are going to talk about the core theme, it is sort of funny. Because you sometimes wonder if the only reason they're doing this big transformation and basically handing off all the IT to an IT consulting company, like, is really just so that they can play the heavy and be a dick to the business better than we are.
The
sometimes
third,
I get
the third party.
Yeah,
can be
that,
heavy.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I get that impression that this is all just a way to be able to say, nope, not going to do it.
Wow.
Well, I don't, you know, think that that's too far afield. It's not about being the dick to the business.
Well,
right?
Yeah, that's...
But it's not. Yeah. It's about making the business think more about what it is they're trying to do.
Sure.
And there's the responsible Steve entering the room, right? It's about making sure that the business knows what they're doing and that there is some business value tied back to the investment. The problem is culturally, we're in a communications field where people don't think that way. People don't, part of it is experimentation. Part of it is trying something new and different and failing. And that's actually valuable in some ways. So the line between the very, very responsible, like, back-end finance system, HR system, core world of IT, and the bleeding edge of these digital shops building mobile applications and trying to push the limits of marketing to various corners of the world. There's this line. Where is it? Is it closer to the core systems or is it closer to the bleeding edge? And I think that's where this is a unique environment. It, you know, finance or financial institutions, pardon me, they went through this years ago, and it was about, you know, squeezing the cost out of the business. Well, now it's hit our kind of organization, and we're dealing with the more esoteric side of the equation. We're dealing with the organization that wants to be bleeding edge and do interesting and fun things, but it has an IT and a technical component. And how do we manage cost in an environment like that? You know, this is a company that acquires a digital company every other day. We had one today. And we won't go into the details, but we had one today.
Yeah, that, a lot of companies.
Australia.
There's another detail.
Don't ruin it,
John. We won't
go
into the details. But
fix that post.
Apparently you're going to hear a lot of it. And it won't be because we said fuck.
Stay in.
The reality is we're doing that. We're buying these digital groups. And,
right.
And that's not going to change. So where do we fall on the spectrum, and how does this experience best get served, do what it's supposed to do, squeeze some cost out, say no
mm-hmm.
when we're trying to do silly things, but not because we're trying to do silly things at $20,000.
Sure.
Because we're trying to do silly things at $2 million. Mm-hmm. That's the one that we're trying to say no to.
I just think it's interesting, these digital offices that we have, how they run their business just blows my mind, how they will go out and win business, and if their bid is too low and they can't afford to use their own resources, they bring in subcontractors. It's similar to what we do. I mean,
absolutely.
Obviously, but I think we as an IT organization, as an internal, could learn something from the way that these digital-based offices around the world, like, do business
yeah.
externally.
And from
win business, figure it out later.
It's
yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's also the figure it out is important. And did we need to go through this kind of transition to actually have that happen is a valid question.
True.
It's our third party is as much figuring this out as we are, because they're used to the, oh, you want to churn out, you know, managed desktops and managed help desk, and that's the easy stuff.
Oh, yeah, but that's day to day.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And that is what this really should focus on and solve. But again, our organization is trying to do more, and we're acquiring digital organizations, and it feels like we keep being asked to deliver on that end of the business as much as the core business,
yeah.
the day-to-day business. So it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be interesting. We'll see how it plays. But that's boring.
I mean, you would think with all of the different agencies, opcos that are being united under a single technology, like, governing body, that would be the least resistance of what clients would be asking for. So, listen, we have every technology
on
the planet.
Big,
No, but I'm dead serious. Like,
yeah.
you would think that
that's
technology isn't our hindering, it's
yeah.
not a hindrance to us. You want to do something, you want to get our ideas, you want to expand, you want to broaden the whatever, we have everything under the sun. We'll figure it out. That should be your least concern, is do you like our idea and our pitch and our whatever? Yes. Don't worry about securing your data and making sure it's encrypted and making sure that our email addresses are this or that, or our desktops have this type of security. Like, that should be the least of your concern. I get where that is status quo. Like, let's focus on what are you trying
that
to sell
maybe,
me? Where are you coming from? That makes a lot of sense to me. Don't worry about the technology. We are state of the art. whether we are or not.
But you're saying not but to the, worry about yeah. it because we're so good.
Like, exactly. You don't have to think about it. We have 350 companies working on this daily. But don't balance, worry about that part. But let's we are selling you this.
Let's balance that out.
So I get that.
Because we have chosen, like many organizations, many large enterprises are starting to go down paths with Google or Microsoft for general collaboration, right? And we have gone down a path. And we have a story about a technology person who was asked to participate in a call. And he went into this call, and our solution, for whatever reason, fails every time you try to make that happen. You call, you fail, you call, you fail. You sort of fail. You're in, and then you're out, and then you're in, and then you're... So here's this poor guy who's a technologist at heart, calling into a call with the vendor that's supplying this technology, saying, hey, I want, oh, God, all right, yep, I'm here, I'm, no, I'm not here, wait, I'm in, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out, and the other end of the conversation, this poor guy doesn't know when he's in the meeting and when he's not, to the point where he gets into the call, and what does he do? He says, oh, for fuck's sake. And it's live on mic because the poor guy's failing to have his client connect. So you've got what you're describing, which is an environment that don't worry about our technology. Meanwhile, we're working with technology that's failing us miserably, right? Don't worry about it. Oh, but also don't worry about the fact that here we are trying to make this happen and it's not working.
Yeah, we've had conference calls with like CEOs of organizations that had the same experience, and they – pretty much they said the same thing. They say, for fuck's sake, CEOs of companies.
I will say, like, yeah.
I mean, but let's be specific. In that Office 365 and Skype for Business isn't ready for those business. Types of things.
Buzz, buzz. God damn, we're going to be editing Dion out.
We can make fun of
every time.
Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, we can make
fun. Microsoft, we can make
let's
fun.
Let's put it this way. If they haven't fixed it and they haven't gotten the technology down for what they're selling, it's their own fault. So my point is, if it isn't Office 365, Skype for Business, the industry yeah. standard that isn't working for us globally, what else are we supposed to be using or promoting, saying we're trying to be industry standard? We're supposed to be leading, bleeding edge. It's just not working. So maybe it's not working for everybody everywhere.
Bleeding edge for enterprise.
I mean, I'll tell you this right now. I will tell you, you know, there are enough plug-in problems with Skype for Business, but there are just as many Google Hangout problems that I've had using wireless instead of wired. So, I mean, pick your poison.
Yeah.
None of them are absolutely.
Pick your poison. I'm just saying we're trying to go with the horse that we predict will win the race.
No, our poison has been picked.
We're already fucking dead at this point. But my point is we pick the horse that we think will end up finishing the race, whether they're all extremely exhausted and dead from running for 5 years or not. It's the Google Voice. It's the Skype for Business. It's pick your poison. Which one do you want to roll your dice with? And most enterprise solutions are saying, hey, Office 365 offers all this stuff. Does it work for you or not?
I think Microsoft did to us what John says we do to other companies, where they're like, hey, just sell them Skype and figure it out later.
But that's,
we'll get it to scale up to their organization.
How do we say, hey, Microsoft, you're doing something different than we're doing to our clients when that's what technology is?
They're fucking us just like we fuck up.
As a big organization, how does that make us look when we have a vendor that we've used for, you know, years, and we drop them suddenly because, you know, we have a bigger, better solution. All of a sudden, we have to go crawling back to the vendor like,
well, they love
it,
we're
sorry,
right?
You know.
I mean, they got to love it, though.
I'm sure, but
I mean, it's
just
business.
Like,
it's money coming back, right?
It's almost embarrassing as an organization that we...
What are you specifically talking about, John?
Yeah, you know, large file transfers.
Oh, live file transfers.
Oh. So it's like, oh, we have to, you know, our solution that we thought was going to solve everything.
ODFB
we have
versus
to go,
HT?
We have to go back to our...
Oh, now
solution.
You're
going to
get cryptic.
But the smaller vendor, the smaller vendor has to love that, though, right? I mean, that's got to be a feather in their cap. Like, oh, we're not going to name names, but a big company tried to go with.
It's totally a feather in their cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eggs the small vendor is very, basket. Very, very yeah.
happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And frankly, delivering what they continued to deliver, but failing in other ways because of their size and scale.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's the reality of the world mm-hmm. we live in, right? Which is, you know, now I'm going to play counter argument here.
Here we go.
And say, you know what? You go with the big guns. You say, hey, Google's going to figure it out. Microsoft's going to figure out one way or the other. To Dion's point, they're going to, you know, the horse is going to somehow sputter and drag himself across the finish line.
Yeah.
And we've picked one.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, yeah. essentially, at this point.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And the Microsofts but and the Googles.
Culture, the culture of the company likes the sprint.
Instant. They want yeah. instant likes gratification. The sprint.
And that's
instant
where,
gratification. And we can't deliver as an IT community if our tools
that's
and
where,
our resources aren't ready to provide those.
Right.
Instant
that's where
gratification.
I think we have an interesting story to tell.
Which is why we're doing a podcast.
Which is why we're here.
Yes.
Because we're different than some of the people that have gone before on this whole let's outsource. And, you know.
Have we mentioned we're Worldwide IT guys?
Yes.
Okay.
What was the what was the URL?
WWITguys.com.
The WW.
That's why Gavin's here,
this is
by the way.
1995
introduction.
Guys,
Jesus.
HTTP.
://
Okay, so just because we start with WW.
I always like.
Ouch.
I don't want to get us off topic, but do you remember that
Go
Super Bowl?
Please.
When it, during the height of the .com,
oh,
where
yeah.
pets.com had yeah. that, like, we wasted $1 million ads, and it was all these internet things. But what was so funny is, like, search engines sucked so bad then, and browsers sucked so bad then, that you really had to explain the URL. So these commercials that had to be like 30 seconds, if you think about like the economics of it, like 10 seconds of it was explaining HTTP, colon, and they always had to say the AOL keyword back then too.
Oh,
you know, which is funny because AOL was a bit ahead of its time.
Totally have. I mean,
and then that's what we do now with Google, right? Nobody remembers.
No,
exactly.
you Google the place you want to
yeah,
go.
We're WWIT guys. Google us.
Yeah,
that's how you actually tell it to people nowadays. You never
even try to guess the URL you're going to. You just type in keywords that get you there. I don't even go to Amazon.com. I type Amazon, whatever, and it gets me there, right?
Yeah,
and I click on what.
How do you spell that?
whatever Google tells me Amazon is that's
you
how I get there, and then I buy my shit, and then I'm good, right? I mean, it's
Well, I think more appropriately, you search for, you know, hot shit camera or whatever it is you're searching for at the time.
You search for the product.
And the product comes up and you click on the Amazon link because that's the one that's going to get you the product.
Yeah.
But isn't
I spell Amazon wrong like 98% of the time.
You spell the word Amazon wrong?
Correct.
I'm pretty bad with spelling.
This is
a
guy who's got a totally impronounceable and unspellable
last
name.
You just confuse with other rivers like
I'm
Nile.
I'm saying like my fingers move so fast that
I
put a continent in the wrong place and Google fixes it for me, and then I'm there. That's how this works.
Amozan?
Don't go to that place, because you've been hacked, and they have all your cash, and you will get emails like crazy.
Just
don't go there.
Trusted.
Don't go there. Don't
not
go to Amazon.
Nice.
You'll be fired faster than you can spell HR.
Dion can't do that.
I may have said that earlier. Let's be clear. Sorry.
Dion cannot spell that.
Do you guys think, and I don't know if you guys want to get off this consolidation topic, we can, but do you guys see, like, if other companies and other markets do this, that could be weird, where you might have, like, three companies, say, like, IBM, Microsoft, and Google, doing the IT for, like, almost the whole of capitalism, you know? Like, I mean, like, that could be, you know, like, you look at the risk there and how you have three companies doing IT for such a large percentage of big companies that it's a little troubling, I feel, almost.
Well, it is troubling from one perspective, but at the same time, getting into this process, you know, one of those organizations has taken on our core IT. And what does that mean? We had an expectation that oh, well, they're going to come in and they have a plan and they have a perspective and they're going to go. And meanwhile, we're learning that, no, they don't really, they make this shit up.
Sure.
As much as anybody else does.
Of course, yeah.
And what have they done? They've said, oh, great, we're going to take all of these people that were your organization and the conglomerates, all of the holding companies, people, they just look at and say, you're now us. So you rebrand from Company X to Company Y, and now you're Company Y. What do we do? What were you doing? Just keep doing it. Well, where's the value? What's the value add? Yeah. What's happening here? Because the reality is they don't have an answer.
Yeah.
And we look at it. So your point is valid. IBM, Microsoft, Google, pick your large organization. They own this enterprise IT thing. But really, they just own the people that used to do it under the brand of the company. Now they do it under the brand of IBM or Microsoft or whomever. That's the game. Where's the management hierarchy above it that actually makes it better? And they don't probably say too much, but they, I don't think, are saying we're going to do it any better than you. What we're going to do it is cheaper than you.
Yeah.
How are we going to do that? Well, we're going to do what you guys can't seem to figure out how to do yourselves, which is streamline, which is to say there are five people in this podcast. Five people in this podcast. I don't know. Sean is doing his bit. Dion's doing his bit. Gavin, you're just not covering it. Sorry.
Yeah,
you're
going to
have to go.
I figured.
You're just going to have to go.
All right. Hold on. Let me get my
That's what...
But I mean, how much of IT support is like the first tier level? I don't even know how to get into this. I don't know my password. I don't even know the basement level IT stuff that can be supported at a global level where everybody's doing it wrong. You have no idea. Tier one, reset my password. 40-50% of our tickets are that basic.
When they can provide that cheaply, right?
But that's why there's going to be a team of people in
India. But
I'm
just saying, like, let's just say, I mean, I got to be honest with you, a lot of our tickets are mundane. We don't even see a majority of these things. IBM can fix that, roll it out, be done with it for all.
Right.
And we'll fix your password, fine. Whether we self-help or we got a tool or whatever we're doing, done. Let's cross that off our list.
But
okay. 40% of our IT solved. Done. You know how to get in. We've reset your password. You're good. That's huge. There's a value there that IBM's providing that we don't even have to think about.
You're back to the spectrum. I think we should have
– But
I think this conversation, we should have some sort of a scale. So at some point, what I started with was – or what we all started with was there's sort of the core – business, and then there's this bleeding edge that people want to do.
Sure.
We should look at it and say, you just put 40%. 40%
I'm saying 40% is mundane. 40% is, I don't know my username or password. I don't give a crap 90% of the time, but when I do give a crap, it's super easy to solve, and IBM's going to take care of it. 40% done. Cross that off our list.
40% of support tickets.
Correct. 60% is a little deeper. 60% is I don't have access to something. I don't have the application installed. I don't have the hardware to do this. I don't have the something to do what I need to do. And that's the other 60% that may or may not be handled by this whole procedural thing that IBM is promising to deliver.
So 100%,
that's my thought.
Fair enough, but what you're saying is 100% of what IT does still isn't strategic, which
no.
I totally disagree.
Well, okay. So let's not say it's 40-60. Let's say it's 40-40-20.
That would be an interesting. So,
it's my thought.
Because what do you think, Gavin? No, before. Oh,
Gavin.
I made him nervous.
He's nervous. He's sweating. Yikes!
I don't know. I was going to ask you where you put that on the spectrum. The topics that Deanne was talking about. You were talking about the spectrum.
So, the idea of some semblance of a scale, I liked the concept. Someone has a number. we're going to save some number of dollars by doing what we've done. Why? Because, for lack of a better term, we spend $10 million. Let's just put a number. $10 million on what Dion just described, the 40%. Okay? $10 million on that 40%. And IBM says that we can do that 40% for $5 million. So brilliant. There's a $5 million savings. So what we've done is we've taken 40% of our organization and cut the cost of that in half.
Easy stuff.
Right? Mm-hmm. Simple. And then whatever's left is still cost, and we have to manage that, yada, yada, yada. Whatever that is. That's the concept. That's the reality. That's the smart business play. Done. What my question is that number, is that percentage, is 40% right? Are we saving $5 million at the end of the year, at the end of the contract, whatever it is, $5 million annually? Are we saving? Are we doing what we said we were going to do? Or have what we've really done is we've transferred cost. So we've said, well, we're going to take this $10 million cost and make it $5 million. And we're going to take this $5 million and we're actually going to spend that elsewhere over here, which is still not strategic, which is still just overhead for overhead's sake. So we're going to manage this new organization who's cheaper with the $5 million that we used to spend by being inefficient about it.
Right.
So, Gavin, the guy who's been here the least amount of time, can you answer those questions for us? Because, you know, that
I'm
would save us about
$500
million a year. Go.
Answer the question. I'm saying everybody has a perspective, right?
I mean, I'm throwing out numbers based on what
and
I
you just
feel.
Said. You just said that
I did.
None
I said 40,
of, none
40,
of what 20. We do. None of what we do is, oh, because I challenged you.
40,
none
40,
of what
20.
We do is strategic. You said 40-60. Then I challenged you and you said 40-40-20 is strategic.
40-40-20. I'll give you 40-40-20. I think 40% of all IT is mundane.
How many
easy.
People are in this room?
I think 40% is easy, mundane. You just don't know what you're doing.
You mean our total IT budget, like everything in IT.
Support.
So you're only talking about
support
though.
Right.
So IBM and support.
On, because on, that's a little different.
Let's bring it back to what IBM is handling and what our applications specifically need as far as who
Let
can do
ask
what
the hard
and where.
Question.
Or ask it.
There are five people in the room.
Sure.
That means each one of us represent 20%.
Yes.
Gavin, how much of what you do is mundane, nuts and bolts, IT? And how much of what you do is strategic?
I can't answer that
I would
question.
Like
I'm going
to
get fired tomorrow.
Strategic.
Yeah, why don't you say
Gavin
you
says
no
Gavin
response.
Says 100% strategic. So, all right. So
that's
20%
so
strategic
smart.
Right there.
That's so smart.
John? Oh, this is
We're
what
going to get fired.
By strategic?
Thanks, podcast,
do you mean
for
like,
getting me fired.
What do you mean by strategic? Like,
it's
like,
your perspective. This is
okay.
The beauty of it.
Yeah.
Gavin could be 100% right, and he could be 100% wrong. It doesn't matter. It's his opinion.
Sure.
Like in the overall, in the realm of IT.
Oh, Gavin's so much more valuable than I am.
Go on, Gavin.
He's so much more valuable.
I mean, when we're talking about like desktop support and things like that.
No, you don't do any of that shit. Just write code and build sites. You're good.
Yeah, but I mean, within a smaller level, there are certain mundane things that I do. Anyway, Steve, it's getting late. I gotta get going.
John.
75-25.
What?
I say I do more mundane.
Okay.
Mundane support
versus
strategic development.
Over the years is starting to shift. So I would say it was a much larger number probably a year ago. But I'm seeing the shift as I'm actively trying to decommission old things that we are still maintaining.
Sorry. And that's appropriate. So we're in
transition.
Transition into a new world, right?
Right.
So we
but
have
he
now 30
still manages a technology that doesn't have a replacement yet.
Two of them.
So my whole point is, even though he thinks it's mundane,
Dion, you're not
going to
get fired. You're not going to get fired.
God, I'm so worried about getting fired. I'm so worried. I don't want to answer this
question. We have 35%.
Don't make me answer this question.
35% strategic in this group.
Go to Sean next.
Sean, how much do you think what you do is strategic and how much is not?
I would say it's, you know, obviously it changes a lot, but I would say it's 40% strategic.
Can we call bullshit right now?
Oof.
Can we call bullshit right
no
now?
No way, Sean. I'm gonna argue for you.
I know
you.
What you do. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna actually argue for Sean in that he does at least 65% strategic in that he helps lead 60, us.
60%. Okay.
Well,
yeah,
you
yeah
said 40, right?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
You're at least 65% strategic in that you help lead us towards a future state where we're not doing the same things we're always doing.
So now
and
what,
you have a grander aspect of what support, IT, and just general web presence should be. I think you're at 65, whatever the math is, 100%. Done. Figure it out. What's the
math? 65%.
35.
Done. So I will go on record here. I love you dearly, and you're brilliant, and you do great things, but I'm going to give you 10% strategic.
Yeah.
We have beer all over the table.
My wife's gonna kill me now.
Oh my god!
You smell like a brewery. What are you guys doing?
We have
I
beer
can't even
all.
Drive the train, right?
Sean, come on.
So you agree with 10%? That's what you're saying.
That's nowhere near where I thought. 1090, Dion. Steve's like you're just a support monkey. Sorry.
I'm gonna go ahead and revise my number down a little bit too.
I'm sorry,
but honestly, I mean, it's like
no way.
That goes back to Steve's
with
things like what's strategic
and
what's not.
Hang on. So we had 15% from you and
I said 25%.
Yeah, he was low on his own.
No. But ultimately, right, you represent 15%. No. So you add, 75%. So 35, and we add 10%.
Oh shit, Sean. God, I'm sorry. I think you're so much more than that.
Of
but
his,
your boss
yes,
thinks
10% of what
so
he does, which is, I'm so 2%. So 37% of what we do is strategic so far.
Mm-hmm.
How much of what you do? I'm going to answer for him.
All right.
Because
let him answer. Give him a few minutes, then tell him what you think. So here's another spit take.
So for the audience that can't see, I literally spit half the beer out of my mouth when Steve said 10% for Sean.
And it's all over John right now.
It is. He has these amazing running socks that probably cost like $65, and I'm like spitting beer on them. But my whole point is, I believe Sean...
Well, don't worry about me.
I don't want your
diatribe.
I don't want your diatribe.
This is the whole point of a podcast. I can say what I want to fucking say. I think Sean brings valuable points to how we should be doing things to our process, and whether or not we listen to him is not his fault.
We listen to him.
I will revise that. Yeah.
I'm saying 65% of what Sean wants to bring to the table is progressing us in the future and not being a support monkey like I am.
Okay.
95% of my day.
Dion,
5% strategic.
Allow me to chime in on that because I totally agree. I would redirect that to probably 70 to 75% of what Sean does is strategic thinking. About 90 to 100% of non-strategic things.
That's
the problem.
Sure.
It's not Sean.
All right,
what he's doing.
Yeah, it's what we put in front of Sean to figure it out, right? Again.
But if Sean
could not think about the immediate problems that he needs to solve and think about future process.
Can we just get
be
past
amazing
this? It's 37%. Now, what is your number?
But Sean's
what's
like 85% ahead of Microsoft in
the
vision of
what
IT should be.
So don't worry about
that.
So,
just you know, with the ratio of 3 to 4, given the take of median, subtract five from the equation, I believe Sean's probably at about 3.65, whatever.
So, Sean, we really need to talk.
Sean, can you step out of the room for a minute?
If this ever get like if it was part of the restructure, if I ever lose my job and I interview, they'll say, like, "Do you have any references?" I'm just gonna play this. Do I have some references?
Do I have references?
Boy,
here you go. Here's a group that I work with, so this should cover it.
No, not the
guy who spits his beer out says some glowy things about me at the 35-minute mark.
All right, we got to get to your number, Dion.
Dion, what's your number?
I think it's a 95% bullshit, 5% strategic, so, you know, whatever.
Okay, so we're 38%.
Shit, you know, it's been a nice visit. I'll see you guys on Labor Day. I'll get fired. Thanks.
Why do you keep making me buzz this? Yeah. Somebody's got to do this in post. You know that, right?
Somebody's got to get fired, I guess. I don't know. It's just...
I think you're now editing the podcast. I think we just determined, because you're buzzing it so much, you're the one who has to post-produce. Anyway, 38%. So my 20%, which I'm allowed to participate, right?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I was hoping.
There's five?
Honest, yes.
20?
2, 4, 6, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just doing math, sorry.
20%? I'm in.
20%.
So we're 68% strategic so far.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes.
And, out of a possible 500.
And given right. this yes. transformation?
Yes.
Given this transformation?
Yes.
I think my strategy value has dropped considerably.
Well, because you
because of mundane. The crap that yeah. I end up having to do. Mm-hmm. So
when you talk about doing spreadsheets to provide your end of the month,
we do reporting. Quarter,
but I'm just saying, you do reporting. You fulfill this need that needs to be done so that everybody understands what is happening at a whatever level, right?
To make it a nice even number,
it's just
I'm gonna say
what you do
10%. Like yours, which puts me at
no
total of 40% strategic. This group is now, by definition, 40% strategic. My question is, this is, you know, podcast number one.
Based on what you do, we're 40% strategic.
All of us combined.
Okay. Yep. Okay. I'm going to take it. Go ahead.
Podcast number one, 40% strategic.
Sure.
The question is, as we go forward with this transition, where does that number go?
Does go that up, number right?
go up, which is what it should hope, do?
Right, yeah.
Or does it go down, or does it stay? And that's, I think that's a good barometer.
Yeah.
I will, based on early numbers and where we're facing, I will tell you strategic is going to go up. Because we're going to handle less of the mundane already.
Okay, so Dion's... All right, we've done. We're done. Why don't we just... We'll just
wrap
quit.
It up. That was
we're
good.
Done. Let's wrap it up, boys.
Dion's decided.
We're at 39 minutes. Let's just call it a day.
And next week, when he's not here, we can revisit our numbers. And get Sean's opinion. Every week, Sean gets an opinion. What our numbers going to be?
I am in the frickin' trenches. I know exactly what's coming in.
We should put this up on a board somewhere. It's 40% as of podcast number one.
Yeah.
40%. Write that down.
Oh, each week, see if it goes. Almost like a weather report. Is it going up or down?
Yeah. But I won't judge it on a weekly basis. That would be ridiculous. Kevin.
Oh. Right in the window.
We might be able to pull it off monthly, but it's probably more quarterly.
It's not going to move fast.
No.
It's not going to move fast at all.
So, you know, it's August, mid-August, right?
Mid-August? Yeah. Late August. It's almost September.
It's late August. Holy crap.
27 August today.
So, this would be good timing. So, come November, there's a whiteboard over there.
Oh, that's a better place. I was going to write on the window because I like writing on windows.
So,
why don't you try it on the flat panel plasma TV?
Don't
just write right on the screen.
Come Thanksgiving.
Giving a lot of great advice of where to write.
I want
to
know where
Thanksgiving?
This
yeah.
That's a quarter, basically.
Yep.
But I mean, that
in November.
That means
there's
we
a
should
reason.
Be in a future state where IBM and are handling all tickets.
Buzz. You are so doing post production.
Why can't I mention those names?
Gee, I don't know. Because we all like our jobs.
Oh, sure. So blank and blank will be doing blank. And I believe if the mundane is taken by blank, we'll be able to strategically do blank. And
this podcast is over as soon as this is done because we're just...
We're at 40 minutes.
Let's talk about Trump. Is there any time left?
This was all like on...
We're,
target.
It's a work shit, yeah. A lot of work shit.
Which is nice, but I have notes. I could talk about other things.
I mean, I wanted to talk about, like, you know, the fact that the next Apple release of iPads and iPhones was going to be broadcast to Windows 10 machines via their new browser. I was like...
Edge.
Yeah, so if you have Edge installed or you have an Apple TV, you can watch Apple live. Like, I thought that was pretty fucking funny, in my opinion.
It's sort of like a peace treaty.
You're bleeding edge Microsoft. Mm-hmm. You can watch.
Kevin, I can't read that shit.
Apple. You have an Apple TV and you have Safari. You can watch Apple, whatever. But like if you think that Windows 10 is all that, you can watch Apple because we're gonna blow your mind. I think that's kind of funny.
So before we tune out today.
We're not tuning out, people. Just stay tuned for another, like, 5-6 minutes.
Yeah, stay with us.
Just stay with us.
It's going to be like a movie where you have to listen to 10 minutes of silence for the final scene.
We're just going to talk to the
Marvel credits. Marvel movies.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk to the credits. It's like outtakes. It's the best part of the Pixar movies.
Is that my fault?
What did we learn today?
What did we learn today? Don't say that. Nobody's going to want
to. We learned that Dion really values Sean. That's one thing we learned. And we all do.
That's true.
And probably one or two less beers for Dion before. That's what we really learned.
The KBS was good.
I'm going to say, if you serve me a KBS or BCS on the day of a podcast, you're going to get a lot of verbal garbage.
We'll talk to Melissa about that.
Yeah.
What else did we learn?
That's really all I wanted to share.
Lesson
about learning.
One.
All right, good. Sure.
Lesson two.
Thanks, Dion. Thanks very much for that.
Are we actually ending? Or I brought a topic that I thought would be interesting.
Yeah, let's hear it real quick.
Because it balances our business with technology, which is, I don't know if there was a Washington Post article earlier this week on this, he was one of the main Google guys, but he wasn't the first two. But anyways, he was talking about how he feels with, ad blockers, and everything. I don't know if anyone else read this, that basically ads are going to have to figure out a way to be less intrusive and more subtle, or people are just going to block them out and the industry will die.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's one possibility. I myself don't know if that's what's going to happen. It could be what happens, but I wonder if what could happen is ads are going to become... Everyone can kind of agree internet ads are becoming less valuable due to ad blockers.
Sure.
And I wonder if what we're just going to see is then more paywalls, which the internet hates. So then those sites will just eventually die. So we're just going to have – is it just going to result in really shitty content that can only be produced for borderline free because there's no ads anymore?
New York Times is doing native advertising where they kind of trick you more really into like reading an article about a product.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and that's what he was saying is the
content.
Future. Yeah.
Sponsored content is truly, I would agree. Sponsored content is more the path. So what have we seen happen? We've seen people move back to the days of, you know, it was on broadcast television. It was the craft sponsored blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and the host would talk about the product.
The host would talk about the product.
Program sponsor.
Yeah.
And this is now happening
totally everywhere.
This kind of content, podcasters are sponsored by certain things. We do not want to be sponsored. We are sponsored by this transition. Okay, that's how we're sponsored.
Let's not talk about that. But
the point is, we'll never – it's – doesn't matter. But the point is
beer.
That's beer. The point is beer. Dion should really be cut off. Gavin's response to that was perfect.
Just keep going. Go.
The reality is that's what people are doing today. They're sponsoring content on the web and they're creating content.
But it's not,
I'm going to be honest with you. So there's the number one family YouTube subscription is the EB family. EHBEE family.
Who are they?
Have you heard of them?
Nope.
Never.
From today, you will follow them. They're hilarious. What they are is a dad and a mom with a son and a daughter, and their YouTubes are fully sponsored. They do in YouTube video placement ads where they say, you know, they do their little skit, like 10 million people follow them, and they mention a product.
Right.
Like for like 3 seconds, and they're sponsored by Kraft, you know, macaroni and cheese or whatever, right? So EB Family is sponsored by everybody. Their website is, hey, if you want to follow us and sponsor us, here's how you do that. But our YouTube channel and our Facebook and our Twitter is funny skits that we do, and they work in a product placement for about 4 seconds, five seconds. They make a million hits every single video. They're hilarious. Right. Every single mom, every single kid watches the EB Family. And because they reference something that is paying for what they're doing, they're making money. And I think that is just this whole – that's social media
That's Sean's point. That's what this author was trying to describe was, you know, the traditional – but we've known the traditional marketing dollar is moving away. Where did it move? It moved from broadcast to targeted digital.
Yeah.
Online.
Yeah.
Now ad blockers are throwing that in a spanner in the works of that, and it's more old school, back to sponsors sponsoring content, but cottage industry content now.
The whole idea is, I'm going to tell you right now, when I watch Jimmy Fallon and he does a commercial right before he goes to commercial, you already are done. So Jimmy Fallon basically on the Tonight Show says, hey, have you tried cheese and it's brand and done? That's a commercial in the show that you've already seen because it's not a commercial being blocked by YouTube or whatever you're subscribing to or whatever. It's part of content that you've paid for. You're already seeing it. In content, so you watch, you know, the zombie show or the vampire show or whatever, they're drinking Coke. They're eating cheese. They're doing whatever. That's already product placement inside the show that they're not paying for. They don't even have to cut to commercial anymore because.
But how do those sponsors happen? So
you're
seeing it
in what you watch all the time. It's not even I didn't even notice they were eating Kraft macaroni and cheese during the vampire show.
Dion, this is why is why paid sponsors do what they do.
Yeah.
So who have we mentioned in this
today
podcast?
Monk's Pub.
No, you just did.
Shit.
Just now.
Hey, plug in there.
Sean's dying.
We totally lost Flanny. hang on.
Drunk Science.
Craft.
Go on,
John.
No, it's just. I know of some examples of clients that we have.
Yeah, exactly.
Who have created documentaries of, you know, people going to the bottom of the sea. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't actually portray our client in the entire video, but it made the BBC.
Right.
And is being aired around the world, and it's historic that this guy.
And the client and the agency were involved in funding
the entire
portions
thing
of
that
this.
He had.
Oh,
a
you
product.
See, even stuff that we made, I don't even know if we had a hand in it, but like Red Bull with that dude who jumped from outer space.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at all the Red Bull images
there,
you know?
Absolutely.
And like another example, we had a client that created an animated story, and it didn't really have any clients in the video, but this video has become a holiday special every year.
Yep.
And it's like,
yeah,
I mean, how can you, like,
so it's
we
back
created,
to old school.
We created
yeah,
the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer video that's going to be aired every year on CBS, and it was originated from one of our clients.
Yep. And that's so this guy is spot on correct.
Yeah.
Right.
That's where the evolution of this communication is going. But where I was going was we've named people. By the way, we are not sponsored other than by the organization that we work for.
We're actively looking.
And how we're... John will take all of your calls. So.
Lakeshore Beverage.
But we've mentioned... Dion, you want to throw anything else out? We've mentioned...
Edelson Cadillac.
God damn it. So we may have some names that have been floated in this podcast... just because of natural course of conversation. And those guys are the guys that generally, not because they were trying, the broadcasters, the people producing the content, they're just talking about what they're talking about. They're engaged in what they're engaged in. This family you're talking about, they did what they did. And somebody went, hey, people are watching them and paying attention to them. Let's...
Cash
you know
in
what?
On it.
Hey, Huggies Diapers should do this.
Absolutely.
Hey, these groups should be involved. That's what
Worldwide
what
Tea Guys is
going to
be the thing that a million people
doing.
Are watching.
Sure.
We're going to get sponsors. We're going to move forward. That's
hope
what,
my
that's
family
where
doesn't
be.
Know about this.
No, no,
no.
Nobody's going to care. But
really?
But if you care, what is it? Worldwide http://. Whatever. I should figure out if I can do Worldwide IT Guys.
At some point, we'll have a
webpage. Guys.
You'll be able to see it, and our first podcast will mean nothing at this point. So,
especially because you were involved.
I'm going to be gone. Just so you know, this is my first and last.
Ian's going on vacation. He's checked
so,
out.
He's going on sabbatical for
too
a
Too much
month.
Honesty and thanks. Everybody,
it'd be like those we ever watch like the first season of Seinfeld and his parents are played by different
yeah.
actors.
No, no, no,
you know,
yeah,
something
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
You'll be that George.
We're 53 minutes right now, so just
apropos of that.
You know.
So,
thanks everybody.
My youngest and I were trying to figure out something to take on recently, and for whatever reason, Star Trek became the thing,
mm-hmm.
and I tuned. I was like, fine, we'll do this. We tuned into Star Trek, Netflix, let's pull it up, episode one. Like
of the original Starfleet.
All the way back, episode
yeah.
one. Do you know that Captain Kirk wasn't in the original?
Really?
He's
yeah.
not.
Is it a different actor or is it just
it's
the
a
character?
Totally different actor. The
yeah,
character and the actor, totally different.
I had no idea.
I had no idea either, so I'm watching this going, holy crap,
yeah.
where's Kirk?
Yeah.
We don't have – I mean, he was the same kind of character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was a different guy. And so, yeah.
Crazy.
Dion
I wonder
will,
if that
Dion
guy goes to, like,
Kirk,
Star Trek conventions too. Like,
no,
the original – get an autograph with the original Kirk.
Oh, they don't
not
want to be
Shatner.
Shatner.
No, no, no.
Oh,
the point
don't
is
me be Shatner.
You're the non-Shatner. That's the point.
Oh.
You're going to be replaced by somebody
Shatner
far me. Better, which is Shatner.
You know what? That makes me feel bad.
Success. Done. So should we close this up?
Let's go out on top.
Let's go out on top.
What? Okay, so.
Put us out
gonna,
on top.
How are you going to do
54
that?
54 minutes, 43 seconds.
Wow.
So what do you want to talk about?
This is definitely the highest of what we've talked about today.
The only thing I have,
I've
already mentioned, yes, the fact that I will be replaced by somebody better than William Shatner is Windows 10 and Apple, and
yeah,
the fact that,
yeah,
right. The stock market's in disarray.
Yeah.
And there will be new Apple products in about a week or two. And
we've talked about the how the you earned it market's crashing now.
Yeah,
yeah
it's
you
really,
earned it. If you aren't cashing out right now, it's
everyone
selling
is cashing
every
out.
Point you have.
As people on you earn it probably know.
Fail.
Does everybody know that like
just
you
cash
can
it in.
Keep your points are
no.
fine?
No.
No. No. No.
Cash them in.
Or
no.
Ever just
that's
get
not
rid of
true.
Them. Go. They renew it. Sitting there first.
You know what? Instead of going to hideout, let's kind of peter down and just go out on a real let's really just
seems to be,
spiral
seems
down.
Seems to be the plan.
Well, this has been Worldwide IT Guys. Thanks for listening.
That's your contribution. This
just
sucks.
Trying to close
we're out.
The intro and
Here, I know how we can end on a high note. Let me find this.
Can we play the music from the...
Hurry up. I got like 3 minutes.
Well, Gavin and I have been listening to Donald Trump speeches all day.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Currently,
that's why they didn't go to lunch today.
That's the kind of strategic...
Give me a Hispanic.
I don't know if... one of the things I thought was interesting about our last election in Illinois, I think we mentioned we're in Chicago, is if you looked at the commercials, they were both bragging that they were a bigger asshole. They were both saying, I'm going to fire more state employees. So the guy's like, no, I'm going to fire more. And I think Trump is the first guy who says, not only am I the biggest asshole, I know more assholes. Because listen to this. This is an exact quote. He's talking about how the U.S. government basically, when we negotiate with different countries, we're not big enough assholes. In his opinion. So if you look at the amount of business that's been moved out, I'm quoting directly from the Donald. It's been moved out. If it's Mexico or other countries, it's absolutely uncontrollable by the people that we currently have in office. And we can do something to change that. Now, let me tell you. Now, I tell you this all the time. I'll go to Nabisco. I'll go to Ford. I'll say, fellas, I don't want you. You know who I have? I have Carl Icahn. Killer. Killer. I have people ready. I have people that are so nasty, so mean, so horrible, nobody here in Iowa will want to have dinner with them.
Right.
It's true. They are horrible human beings. I admit it. They are Wall Street killers. Every one of them. Well, most of them. A couple of them might be nice. Maybe
2%. 2%.
They're the greatest negotiators in the world.
Wow.
I hope
that's
going to
be his cabinet.
I hope that.
That's his cabinet.
That's going to be his cabinet.
If he gets far enough to be on a ballot, he puts the Donald.
The Republican ticket.
The Donald.
Who's going to choose his vice president with this big. He also said today, they're like, you know, you're talking pretty confrontational. He goes, I'll tone it down if I'm elected. He knows he's such a jackass.
The best comment I've heard in about a month and a half.
I'll tone it down.
Is that I will tone shit down if I am a legitimate presidential
nominee.
If people take me serious enough, I will tone it down.
If I have a legitimate shot at being president,
you know what?
I'll tone this shit down.
You got to have a little bit of respect for that. He's just real, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is who I am.
He has...
Fuck you.
Well, that's why he's doing so well, I feel. I mean, people are so tired of the same speech from every politician.
I am going to tell you right now, on Facebook, I have mothers of friends who are saying, I'm glad to finally see a presidential nominee say what they think and not project what their policy of their
party. But the fact that they think he's a nominee is right there.
Oh,
over the top.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But they're already like, basically, I'm so glad to have somebody speak their mind and not be politically correct that I'm so happy that Donald Trump is saying this.
Yeah, so I'll vote for him.
Oh my God.
I think
the fact that you'll say that you'll kill 20 babies if you're elected and you're honest about it, I'm going to elect you.
I'm going to build a wall and every Mexican is a rapist. Sounds good to
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, that sounds great. Yes, I can't believe that, you know, they're so honest. That sounds great to me. What?
Yeah, and he's definitely getting like some racist. In fact, that's probably most of his support. But but I do think there is like a sizable subset that are just
a race crisis right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know,
and he's tuning into that.
Does that get him 30% of the vote? What does that get him?
It probably gets him a significant like with the way the demographics
way
in some southern states are. He could probably win the Senate.
Donald Trump gets way too much support based on what he's saying. Based on the fact that his party believes in what he's saying, and it's a highlighting the fact of the GOP in their beliefs.
Well, the crazy thing of it,
exactly. It's not his party.
I don't know because
yeah.
he's still GOP at this point.
But he's also gone out on the limb, raised the hand. I'll go independent.
When Donald Trump doesn't win the GOP nomination. Then you can say, oh, he was crazy and he doesn't support the entire party, the entire Bible Belt, the entire this or that. Fine. But until then, he still represents the GOP And that's...
I almost hope he wins. Just that phone call.
Oh, John's got to walk out. John needs to leave at this point.
That phone call where he calls Japan.
Living in a conservative...
These killers on them. Right.
But nobody...
Wall Street killers.
Yeah.
Terrible people.
When he calls Putin a clown and a loser. Like, yeah, I can't wait for
Carl Icahn.
Oh, my God.
By the way, Carl Icahn...
I want that face-to-face.
Yeah.
Carl Icahn, this killer he refers to, has come out to the press and told him he's not interested in being part of his cabinet. And then it doesn't pay enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We talked about today, it's like... hearing how confrontational he is, we're going to go to war with every country, if not a civil war in our own country. I mean, it's...
And I don't think I bet you he doesn't negotiate in business. Like, you don't become that successful by just being a blowhard, you know? No. I mean, I'll bet you he's charming and diplomatic.
Agreed.
And I'm sure he's hard when he needs to be, but...
Yeah, I think it's all for television.
It totally is. It 100% is.
It's a reality TV world where more people vote for the American idol than they do for the president of the United States. And Donald Trump knows this better than anybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he's running a campaign that suits the American culture, that suits the today social aspect. And we're at an hour and 2 minutes. So I want to just know, how do we want to close worldwideitguys.com?
Well, that was quite a segue.
Pledge of allegiance again?
How are we closing?
Let's just say we'll be back next week with some real killers.
We thought this shit was crazy. We'll be back next week. Yeah.
Tune in next week.
You didn't... Okay, so Gavin didn't write a sign-up,
like,
so I can't really
like Trump,
sign
like, you've been outsourced. This is Worldwide IT Guys, and you've been outsourced.
You're fired. Goodbye.
You're outsourced.
You're fired.
I can't do a New York accent.
We're done.